It's been a busy week for the Sudbury police with three murders in the city this week alone, but also the arrest of three individuals in, at least, 15 commercial break-ins, and later, a robbery at a jewelry store on December 23, said GSPS. The three murders in the city this week include a murder charge after an assault at a residence on Notre Dame Avenue and a double homicide at the Travelodge on Paris Street on December 20. The year 2022 is proving to be one of the deadliest years for murder in the city's history, with a total of 9 murders. And over the past week, police charged 3 men for the break and enter incidents, including some occurring between August and December. On December 18, officers were dispatched to a business on Barry Down Road after a man attempted to gain access to the building using the roof. The man fell through the ceiling and landed inside the business, where he was confronted by an employee. The man fled on foot prior to police arrival. Officers conducted a K-9 track in the area and eventually located a man matching the description provided at the corner of Westmount Avenue and Barry Down Road. The man was charged with mischief under $5,000, break and enter, possession of break and instruments. Detectives from the break, enter and robbery, BEAR, unit have also connected the man to an additional 8 area commercial break-ins, resulting in 11 additional charges. On December 22, officers were dispatched to a residential building on Elgin Street in relation to an unwanted person. Upon arrival, BEAR unit detectives identified a 38-year-old man who was wanted on 6 outstanding arrest warrants for commercial break-ins between August and November. He was placed under arrest and transported to police headquarters, where he was held overnight in order to attend bail court today to answer to the charges. Then around 1:30 a.m. December 23, officers were dispatched in relation to a break and enter that had just occurred. A man had thrown a rock through a window at a business on Brady Street, entered that business and stole a cash box before fleeing on foot prior to police arrival. Officers, including the K-9 unit, attended the area and began a K-9 track. Officers located the man in the bush off of Brady Street, as well as the stolen cash box. The 41-year-old man charged with the break and enter was also wanted on a bench warrant for failure to attend court and an arrest warrant for 2 additional charges of break and enter in relation to additional commercial break-ins. He will attend court December 24 to answer to all the charges. The K-9 unit was back in action on December 23 when police were called to an alarm at Gold and Things Jewelers at 1540 LaSalle Boulevard. Officers flooded the area, and the K-9 team tracked down the man, who was in possession of jewelry and taken into custody without incident.